We also take time each week to confess our faith in the precious Word of God. We're doing that currently in the context of the Reformation, which began 500 years ago. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that the material cause of the Reformation was the controversy over how is man saved? What is the means of salvation? The Catholic Church had taught it was faith plus works. The Reformers said, no, it's faith alone. And that brought us to the material cause of the Reformation, which was, where does authority come from? Again, the Catholic Church thought it came from Scripture plus the traditions of the Church. The Reformers said, no, it comes from Scripture alone. So sola scriptura was the principle that we started talking about 2 weeks ago. Now that brings us to the question, how do we know that the Scriptures are true and worthy of trust? What did our Lord say? What did our Lord Jesus say? He asserted that Scripture is a source of irrefutable authority. His response to human error or even satanic attack was, it is written. This is how he responded to the temptations and errors of Satan in the desert after his baptism. This is how he often spoke to his disciples. In his rebukes of the Jewish authorities, he referred to them to the Scriptures. Yea, have ye not read? Or, ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures. He often explained things which happened as coming to pass that the Scriptures may be fulfilled. He had the very highest view of Scriptures. His apostles, his Spirit-filled apostles, had the exact same view. Did you put that overhead now, Asher? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The weight of divine authority is in the Scriptures. This authority is rooted and grounded in the fact that Scripture was originally given under divine inspiration. The claim agrees with the Bible's own claim to authority. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So you can turn that off now. Paul's declaration of Scripture's inspiration refers to its origin. He uses the Greek word theopneust, which is the word written up there on the board. Theo, God, noist, breathed. Like pneuma, P-N-E-U is the root word there. Though the word originally is usually translated as inspired, which means breathe in, technically theopneust refers to breathing out, which might be more accurately translated as expired. Paul is saying that Scripture is expired or breathed out by God. When we speak of Scripture's inspiration, we refer to the way in which God causes the human authors of Scripture to function, so that they wrote every word under divine superintendence. God enabled the human writers of Scripture to be agents of divine revelation. What they wrote was not only their own writing, but in a higher sense, the very Word of God. God is a source who breathes out His Word. It is clear from a study of the Bible itself that the author's individual styles remain intact. The inspiration of the Bible refers then to the divine superintendence of Scripture, preserving it from the intrusion of human error. Now, when we speak of biblical inerrancy, we are speaking of the original text in the original languages, not its manuscript copies. We do not have the original manuscript copies that the apostles and prophets wrote. However, we can determine what the original text is that they wrote by comparing the thousands of manuscripts and fragments that we do have. We can be confident that we do have an inerrant Bible. We may fully trust these writings. In so doing, we are trusting God Himself. We therefore affirm that the Bible is infallible and inerrant. When we say the Bible is infallible, we mean that it is incapable of teaching error. We say that because its origin is a God who is infallible. When we say it's inerrant, we mean that it actually contains no error. As Proverbs 30, verse 5 states, every word of God proves true. There are some in our day who say that the Bible, despite its divine inspiration, still errs. It is out of step with our present times and our present sensibilities. and its authority can be questioned. Now think of that. Would God breathe out error because he lacks omniscience or he lacks goodness or some other trait? Let God be true and every man a liar. His inspired word is true. We affirm with the Protestant reformers that the God-breathed word of in the scriptures is our infallible source of authority. Lord, help us to always put your word in the position of authority, knowing it is the ultimate source of authority, which cannot be modified by man. Help us to stand against the efforts of the world to disparage the inspiration and infallibility of your word. Help us to stand on the authority of your word. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.